So, Kingsley, welcome Kingsley to the podcast.
Hey, how we doing?
Even though I just called my own faults out, I don't regret anything I just said because OBS has been a piece of shit in the past and it's going to be a piece of shit in the future. But shout out OBS, sponsor us, please. Fly,
hello.
Dude, he's like, getting so red.
They're like twins. Just
there were about 20... Cigarette butts.
Sometimes I be running to some that's such a feat. Yeah. Some do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reap. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Yeah. Silent sweep. Fill my wrath to peace. It's my greed. Spinning round my head. Got Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the butt I'm breaking bread. Through a flood and now I'm dead. Hear a thud. It's time to shed. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can spill. Made of a depressing cell. Haven't reached my perfect cell. Powered up. I don't feel well. Throwing up. I'm all f***ing tell.
All right, check, 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 check.
Check, 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 check.
Right there. Yeah, that's exactly where I need you. Prince gave us a check.
Yep.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and get on with the episode. Episode number 91 of the Broke Knock Life podcast, where we beat our meat and we go to sleep all day, every day. That's a slogan me and Morgan came up with. So rest in peace to Morgan. He's not dead, but he's dead in the podcast. As of now, he'll come back to life, though, like a phoenix rising from the fucking ashes. So we're going to go ahead and get on right in.
Some that's such a feat. Yeah. Some do it with the feet. I shoot and skeet. Yeah. No shake my hand or reap. I'll throw the beats. I go to sleep and show my reach. Ask for treats. Silent sweep. Fill my
He's actually in the outro of this song.
Spinning round my head. Got Fred. Leave it red. Made it red. All the blood I bled. All the butt I'm breaking
bread. He literally says, bitch, I'll be my meat.
Dead. You were thirsty. My outer shell went through a living hell. Now I'm here to dwell in my cell. Steady yells. All that you can
All right, all right. Into one intro song. Into another beat. From the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack, I slowed it down for y'all.
Hey,
slowed it down for the new viewers. We tried a new TikTok format. It's been going really fucking well. We've been getting like over 1,000 views for like reels and TikTok. So thank you to all the new lads, the old lads. We're gonna go ahead and get on in with the new beat from the Dak Attack with the Mac in the back of the sack. It's cooler. I think it's just called Cooler, but it's the Cooler beat. Very infamous. We've played it on this podcast many times, but not with Kingsley at the helm. And shout out to my boy Kingsley. The new sunglasses, the new shades.
Every time. Something new every time.
Every single time. So even if we get to episode 500, you'll have like an extra, what,
we're at 90? Crazy.
Okay. I actually have three things that I saved in the wish list for Amazon. That I have planned for you, so we're gonna I'll show you that later whenever the time comes.
Oh gosh, all right.
Just like I have planned for the Grant's Basement. Basically the Grant's Basement has been specially curated for you, like each and every episode, because we actually got some recommendations from some fans on some TikToks. I think it's Xavier the Renegade Angel. It used to be like an Adult Swim weird, like the animation reminds me of PS2 graphics, and it's just I didn't watch a full clip of it because I wanted it to be a complete surprise, but it's just so random. It makes no sense. You can't make any sense out of it.
I'm ready for it.
But shout out to the guy. I forgot his username. He commented. He told us to react to InfraBrin and Big C. The Don or whoever it is that screams and yells in elevators and shit. So this is Cooler, the Tides beat from the Dak Attack of Mac and Bagot Sack. His SoundCloud username is Tides. Go check him out. I'll link him every single time in the YouTube. We're going to let this play for a little bit, and we're going to go over the structure of today's show.
Big Dak.
Big Dak Attack of Mac and Bagot Sack. This is, you know Cooler from Dragon Ball Z?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He has a sample at the beginning that's just fucking incredible. Right here.
So this is the mighty Super Saiyan that defeated my brother. How ridiculous. I am the supreme master of this universe. I am the great destroyer.
Dude, Dak, chill, bro.
this planet and everyone on it be annihilated.
That's what I'm talking about, bro. The deck.
I like that.
Dude, it like fits cooler too. Like it feels like a cooler beat. Like he just fucked Goku up and he's like walking over to him like all powerful and shit. But yeah, that's a deck.
Down at Goku's body.
Yeah, yeah. Like a menacing walk type beat for cooler. But shout out to cooler. Shout out to Tides. We have a special prolific Gramps Basement for y'all today. So we're going to go ahead and get on in with that with a sound bite that makes Kingsley laugh and me laugh every single time. I don't think I've not laughed at this.
Spell red.
L-S-T-E-R.
He's so
every fucking time, dude.
Dude, I pick out specific parts each and every time that make me laugh. Like this one was just like how confident Beetlejuice was, and like how
like you can't make that shit up.
Spell red.
Red.
Red. That's fucking amazing.
Hey, at least he knows how to say it.
that's red. Dude, he said it like he's confirming, like he's about to fucking nail it. He's like, red. Yeah, no shit. I know what that means.
He gets some points. A for effort.
Wait, did I tell you this last time that Stern asked him the same exact question two times, like right after that, for him to spell red two times?
Yeah.
And he spelled it wrong each and every time. Each time. He did. I'm pretty sure someone was like telling him how to spell it too. And he probably still like thought it was up. A challenge that someone was calling him stupid. And he's like, bitch, I know how to spell red. L-S-T-E-R, fucking stupid idiot. All right, so hit that VLC. We're gonna head right on into a. So we started off with the Harry Mack, and we're gonna start off again with the Harry Mack. So I told you last time that he's been that I would show you like what he does whenever he performs.
Yeah.
So I have a clip after this, but this is the piano guy I was talking about. So let's get a right on in.
Let's
with
the
freestyle
on.
God.
Yo,
oh, play us something. Play us
something.
Wait,
I know them. Wait, you have a YouTube channel?
Oh, we do.
Really?
Oh, wait, is that Marcus Veltri? Yes, sir. Are you joking?
I'm
not, man.
Oh shit! Wait, can you play us something?
Yeah, man. I'm with the freestyle rapper today.
What's up, guys?
Oh my god, sick.
So, guys, we actually need your help. I'm gonna freestyle some lyrics off the top of the
dome. Just command.
So, can you give me some random words to inspire my freestyle?
Chicken goujon.
Chicken?
What
was the second goujon. Word?
Goujon.
No, wait, just
oh, oh, chicken boujon.
Vodka.
Vodka, yeah.
Vodka.
Lipstick. Nice. So it was chicken boujon.
Goujon.
Goujon?
Goujon.
Goujon. Yeah.
Chicken nugget or chicken select.
Oh, there we
just
go.
Just do chicken. Just do
yeah,
chicken.
I've never heard of that.
All right. Chicken goujon.
He's going to do it, bro,
because
he can.
What was the third word?
Lipstick.
Yeah, chicken, goujon,
okay,
vodka, and lipstick. I'm ready. Let's
dude, he's got a piano god with
him. We'll be coming up with the new songs. What is a chicken goujon? Hey, smack, I'll be going absurd. Really? Every time I rhyme, I'll be learning new words. Yeah, they love the way I'm ripping. They said it's fine, man. Just use chicken. H-Mac, you know that I can't be denied. Something like a chicken nugget. I'm about to leave you fried.
Ooh.
I'll be going in every time that I wreck. It's like a chicken nugget over chicken select. H-Mac, you know when I rhyme.
The guy in the back just started jumping.
Yeah, this is a story that I couldn't really make up. Hold on, wait, that's lipstick. I'm going on. got lipstick in many colors. Ooh. It's every night, man. You couldn't diss this. Leave an impression like lipstick kisses. Yeah, I'm gonna blow a kiss through the screen. X and O when I flex with the flow. When they're gonna deliver Harry Mack and Marcus Valtteri, y'all know we way too incredible. Let's go.
That shit's fucking.
Oh, dude, how does he do that shit, man? It's
you guys are nuts.
It's like he like wrote it and practiced it for weeks, and then he's like spitting it.
He's a fucking madman.
So let's go to the next one. This is how he's been selling shit out. Like he actually performs like on stage and shit, and he does the same exact shit. Look, he has the word on the screen.
In honor of the ghost face killer H-Mac, I spit it till I run out of breath. This is food for thought, now I feel like Raekwon the chef. H-Mac, I know they couldn't test this jam. I got everybody bugging off my method, man. H-Mac, I'm coming through the flow with steez. R.I.P. to the legend ODB. My style, old dirty bastard, cause there ain't no father to it. Pulling out the blade from out my mental, then I slaughter music. I'ma kick the hottest music, y'all know that I gotta do it. I just do it live on stages, improv. I don't thought it through, kid. Make it happen
God,
when
man.
I'm live in front of y'all.
Like, dude,
feeling
take
like a fucking storm, how I thunder, y'all. H-Mac, I compose another banger. Jazz pulled the beat out of the 36th chamber. Wu-Tang hands know what's going on. H-Mac, I lock in and I be flowing strong. Yeah, and y'all know I'ma scorch the verse. Turn my mic into a wand, I'm a sorcerer.
All right. So kind of a minor. Okay. So Kingsley, welcome Kingsley to the podcast.
Hey, how we doing?
Let's see, we did 11 minutes. With it's all good. I'll just have to match it up in post. Editing is actually fun now because my shit actually works, so we good.
Got that high tech equipment over here.
Yeah, dude. I mean, shit.
Wish you guys could see this. Right
now. I'll do a video since I got that new fucking like gun holster tripod thing. I'll do like a little setup thing. Back from the intermission, we had to let the dog out. Let the dogs out. All right, so we just did some Harry Mack.
Do you ever feel
this is in for Bren.
Like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? You just got to ignite the light. Hello.
Dude, he's like getting so red.
They're like twins.
Just all the night.
Dude, what makes me laugh so much is the beginning. Look at the side eye. Just let it roll.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting?
He's like, please don't
wind,
be singing at me.
Wanting to start again.
And then the cut.
It's like, look at the line. This is for me.
The light. He doesn't know what to do.
They have the same reactions. And she's like, you can go ahead.
And by the way, to put this into perspective, he's not holding a phone up to him. Here, press pause.
Yeah, what?
He has hidden cameras in his glasses. That's his thing.
Oh,
so he
like
looks like
Snapchat glasses.
Yeah, yeah. So he looks like an actual insane person, and he looks like he's not doing it for a bit. Because like obviously, if a person comes out and starts recording, you're gonna think, oh,
yeah,
he's doing it for a fucking bit. But no.
You're like, hey, I don't give you permission.
But
I'm
no,
Karen.
Not this guy. It's like he's an actual, he's a comedic god is what he is. All right, let's go to the next one. I think I got some Big C, Big Don. Yes, we do.
Oh.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't have a stiffy right now, said Mordecai. Mike, Mr. Wazowski. What do you think you're doing?
Bruh.
Why did you touch me in that inappropriate manner? And so he made one sound. Stay silent if you'd all like to hear. Thank you, and stay aware of Mordecai. You have been educated by...
Okay.
Dude, you see the security?
Thank
you see
you.
The security? Dude.
This one got me.
Yeah, sure.
In an art gallery.
Thank you.
A quiet art gallery.
Thank you for listening.
And wait till it plays to the beginning. Watch the girl in the white dress.
Yes,
or the white shirt. She fucking jumps, covers her ears. Okay, we don't have to go through it again.
That one was, yeah, I don't think I could go par to par with him on trying to fuck with him back. You know, I'd just be like, wow,
dude, at an art gallery, man.
Wow,
that's like the quietest place.
Yeah, where you need to think and just look at the pictures and see how it makes you feel. And he's over here just like, what?
Hey, what? Talking about Mordecai like rubbing one off or some shit. You're like, what the fuck does that even mean, bro? Shout out, bro. Go follow him. He's a he's another comedic genius. We only feature comedic geniuses on this podcast. Let's roll the film. Roll to the next one. Oh yeah, this one was for you. Watch this. How pissed off would you be? I gotta turn the music down.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
Dude, all he did was just try to grab him.
The entire time.
The entire time. All he needs is one.
I think he was just trolling.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's actually that good enough to hit those combos.
He's like,
so.
All right. This is too much. Let me fucking try now. Okay. That is insane.
Yeah, I gotta hook my fucking Switch because I stopped playing Pokemon as much because I fiended over. I have like 60 to 70 hours in it. I'm gonna put it whenever we get like a good TV.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put the Switch back out there, and then we're gonna get Steve, the Minecraft god. I sprinkled that one in for you. Let's go to the next one. This is it. Leg looks dislocated pretty bad. I'll pop it back in. So let's watch it. I haven't seen this. Ready? Inhale. Hold. Hold. Hail. Always glad to help my brethren in the kingdom of life. Maybe someday you will help me. What the human intimates you doing, freak? Bestial, you late in that skeeter. I'm just a simple warrior for peace, trying to do right by God's creatures. You see what this weirdo here is saying?
Wait, which weirdo?
I believe that we are all one. By helping this tiny mosquito, in a way, I'm helping your mother.
He's
your
comparing mother. The universal oneness of all life to your mama.
What the fuck?
What the fuck? What the fuck? They're pulling out fucking wrestling moves.
What,
oh my god!
What was the dialogue? Like, what were they even talking about?
Somebody talking about their mama. Someone's mama got hurt.
What my coworker, I told him that someone requested us to watch this, and he went ahead and watched the first and second episode. After each, I didn't hear him laugh one time, and he was just like, "That was something." I was like, "Was it good or was it bad?" And he was like, "It was something."
I don't know how to feel about that. I mean,
there's two
what
seasons.
What was that? Like, what was he? He was like a,
I don't
morphed.
Go.
Let's look at it.
Easy, stranger. Your leg looks dislocated pretty bad. I'll pop it back in.
Has a snake
gonna hurt. He has a beak. Inhale. It's a snake for an arm.
Different color eyes.
Always glad to help my brethren in the kingdom of my life. Brethren. Maybe someday you will help me. What the you hear the echo at the end? Doing, freak.
And look at his right leg. It's like
they're backwards.
Oh my god. God's creatures. You
see what this weirdo here is saying? Wait, which weirdo?
I believe that we are all one. By helping this tiny mosquito, in a way, I'm helping your mother.
He's comparing the universal oneness of all life to your mama.
Like, what?
Wait, but isn't that a compliment, though? You know what I mean? Like, what do you say? The universe of one life to your mom? Like,
yeah,
isn't that like...
He probably... Dude, I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. To me, it sounded like it was a compliment, but
I guess they took it the wrong way. They fucking 2-stone pile drive that motherfucker like the Undertaker, man. Holy fuck. Let's go to the next one.
Hurry up. Come here.
I just thought this was funny.
Come here. Pete.
Damn.
Pete. Come here, Tepe.
Oh my god.
I like the bitch. At the end of every single one. Let's watch it again.
Sorry, yo. Come here.
I like that one.
Come here. Bitch.
Bitch.
Damn.
Tell me a typey.
Bitch.
Sorry.
All right, let's go to the next one. Okay, pause this. Let's go to the beginning of it because I want you to. Have you seen this clip before?
I don't think so.
Good. So. Because this is from the same account that posted it last year, and it went viral last year. And it's this guy. Okay, I'm gonna give you a very, very brief summary. He got really fucked up. He's in the back of a car, and he's telling a story about him drinking a drink that had some other shit in it that wasn't alcohol, and he almost threw up. All right, so let's see what he has to say.
Just fucking drank a fucking White Claw. We were out of White Claws for a while, and I saw this one White Claw, and I was like, fuck, that looked delicious. It was already open. There were about 20... cigarette butts in that White Claw. I just fucking drank
a fucking White Claw that had some cigarette butts in it, man.
We were out of White Claws for a while, and I saw this one White Claw, and I was like,
it looked delicious.
That looked delicious. It was already open. There were about 20 cigarette butts.
His voice cracks at the end. He's like, cigarette butts.
Drink a fucking White Claw.
Bruh, I'd be throwing up all night.
Oh, dude, I can't even imagine. I can't imagine. Dude, you know how fucked my stomach is.
I'd be so mad.
It would be. There was about 20.
But I mean, I don't know. I'd try to puke and rally.
I mean, he rallied.
And then be like, all right, here we go.
I hope nobody saw that, but. Play it again. I need to hear it again.
Fucking drink a fucking White Claw.
He's crying.
We were
dude.
Out of White Claws for a while. And I saw this one White Claw and I was like, fuck. That looked delicious. It was already open. There were about 20 cigarette butts in that White Claw. I just drank a.
See if there's any more.
I felt his pain with that.
There was
that
about
gag.
20.
Oh, man.
Even though I just called my own faults out, I don't regret anything I just said because OBS has been a piece of shit in the past and it's going to be a piece of shit in the future. But shout out OBS. Sponsor us, please. Okay, so we're gonna do a doper note that I did on the solo part of the podcast on episode number 89. It's a bunch of like new tech that's been released. So this one, I've already gone through this, but I actually wanted to show some of this shit to you because I know you're... You like going to the gym and shit. And right. The first two is gym related. And it's fucking crazy. So have you ever seen this fitness mirror thing before? It's a bunch of resistant band, right? And essentially, it's like a big smart screen. And then I guess you go up to it and then you can adjust the weight. And then it's like, yeah, see, okay. So it looked like you can scroll through a whole bunch of like different exercises on the fitness mirror, and then
okay, there she goes. Oh, there's someone like a virtual personal trainer.
What the fuck, dude? There's no resistance band. That just means
okay, $40 per month.
It's actually not that bad. I thought it would be a little bit more expensive than that. It's just like a fucking big computer. But if it doesn't do what I thought it did, because I thought it like calculates. The weight and like lets you
that's the one with the cables.
Okay yeah. So there's something like that. Okay, so dope if it has the resistance bands with it. Nope if it's just a fucking smart mirror to just like, dude, I could just look at my phone and then just turn on an exercise video at that point. Yeah, let's just go to the next one. I stand by my decision though. Dope for the ones that have like the resistance band and actually like does some weight or whatever. And then note for if it's just a fucking big smart mirror. That's stupid. What about you? What do you think? Dope or nope?
I like it. It's dope. It's
you would fuck with even like the simple.
I mean, it's like innovative. You know, it's something new that could lead to something better. I mean, I try it.
I would definitely try it, and I can definitely see this in a lot of homes in the future. You know what I mean? Just like that, just being a part of, just like on the fucking wall somewhere, like a fucking refrigerator fucks it up on the top. Okay, so this is a Withings body scan. I'll fix it in post. Let's zoom in so I can read it a little bit. Or you give us like a brief summary of it. Just like skim through that and tell us what it's about. So this is the Withings body scan.
Says, scale with a doctor that never leaves you alone.
That's a fucking stupid commentary.
Informs your weight, fat mass, your percentages of arm, legs. So pretty much, there's a whole body scan.
So your fat is your fat mass of your whole body, including separated percentages for arms, legs, and torso. That's fucking insane. Inform you of your vascular age. What does vascular age mean? Like your actual age according to your BMI and your weight? Is that what that means? Vascular age means the age of the arteries. What?
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, that's even more in-depth than I thought. That's fucking crazy. Oh, shit. Like, it sends electrical currents through your body. That's crazy, man. That's fucking crazy. I think that's dope.
Yeah, that's pretty... Yeah,
that's like futuristic fucking Star Wars shit, bro. You lay on that and you just go... Voom. Your body mass is...
I want to see it in action.
Were you under the impression you lay on it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Offering precision,
I think...
50 grams.
What I bet you Elon Musk is going to make something even better.
Yeah, dude.
He's going to see this and be like, game on.
Dude, this doesn't even unveil it in 2022. It doesn't even have like... I feel like this should be more popular.
Yeah. Skin will be first ever scale to provide more data than a
handheld ECG from the comfort of your home. Yeah, because I have an ECG on my...
Of your home. Combined with the sensors, so you don't have to...
Give a more precise, just pay that $40 copay. Yeah. The advanced data can be shared with local doctors... What? Or with our clinical partners. That's pretty dope. Withings app. And then so your doctor is not going to look at it because he's not getting paid.
Yeah. In addition to okay, cool.
He's like, you should have came to me for that, you fucking bitch.
That is...
That's fucking incredible, dope. Man. That's 100% dope. And we just need to see the price. $5,000. Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, dope, though.
Okay, yeah. So, from this picture, I thought you lay on it. And, of course, I mean, body scan, so...
Dude, we had a completely wrong representation of what it is. I thought that thing went over you with, like, some light. And it's like, vroom, vroom. But no, you stand on that. And then you hold that fucking thing so it measures your shit on your hands. That's fun.
Yeah, it's got a little sensor on the bar.
Dope. Look at that guy. So this was actually a thing.
A wannabe fucking Iron Man looking motherfucker.
A wearable PC. This was trying to be a fad or a thing. I forgot what year. Probably like early fucking 2000s.
But then the iPhone came and they're like, hey, this might be a little bit more compatible.
Yeah, a little bit more easier to, you know, wear instead of looking like a fucking cyclops. Let's zoom in and
a cyborg, too.
Let's identify all of his parts because I think he's holding a fucking modem and a router. Let's see. Zoom in on his wrist. I'm going to fix it in post, but okay. OBS, what are you doing? Move that. Yeah, that red box. It is doing some unnecessary. I've never seen it fuck up that bad. It just projected two applications at once. Okay, anyway, shout out to OBS. Sponsor us.
Shout out. Come on.
But what is that? A wrist keyboard? Is that what that is?
Oh, my God. It might be. That.
What else would it be? So he has a wrist keyboard. And what is he grasping in his in that hand? That's a modem and a router.
Yeah.
And then what's in his right hand?
The mouse.
So is he supposed to mouse. Is he supposed to do the track like on his chest? Wait, what's hanging like all the way at the bottom? Yeah. What the fuck is that? Look at the first sentence. Let's assume for a second that wearing a computer is actually a good idea.
Yeah, what do they have if it fucking rains?
Dude, they're completely fucked. Like, how are you getting power? Do you, he has to have a power bank somewhere, like in his backpack. It doesn't run on nothing. It wasn't solar power. And you're not getting connection with just fucking walking around with a modem and a router. And he has a fucking
a mini screen.
I want to see
one eye.
Please let me see the resolution on that bitch. Fucking 100 by 100. Probably not even that.
Dude, there's no way somebody made this. I mean, this could have been like the prototype to making an Oculus, you know?
They're the like, very okay. first primitive caveman like drawing by like a five-year-old kid of what an Oculus would be like.
Wow.
But they got this. Look at that guy. He was so happy to fucking pose Hell for that yeah. picture. He's you like, think he's I'm looking gonna... at porn whenever they're taking the picture? You think that's why he looks so shocked? He's like, shit, they've caught me red-handed, but they can't see what I'm looking at. Joke's on you, pussies.
Oh, my God.
You know what? Just for, you know what? I'm not even going to say just for anything. Dope. 100%.
Dope. Very, very interesting. Very dope.
Yeah, that's about it. That's about it for the Dope or Nope segment.
Wow.
So someone tried to make that a thing. They pitched that to, like, some of their yeah. friends, and they were like, yo, or like a board meeting. Guys, listen. This will revolutionize everything. And hey, maybe someone did what you said they did and took that. And that was and that's what we see, like the Vive and the fucking the Oculus and all that shit.
Yeah.
That was the first step. All right, so let's close out of that. We have one more segment to go through, and that's going to be the Dream Journal. Because I fell asleep earlier this morning at like fucking 2 or 3. I like randomly wake up in the middle of the night sometimes.
Dude, me too. I hate it.
Yeah. It and the sleep, if I fall asleep and I go into a deep sleep after that initial wake up, I have like very, very vivid dreams. And usually I never remember my dreams. So that takes us to the Dream Journal. Welcome to the Dream Journal. Bet.
Very, very soothing.
Well, it's about to not be soothing because my dreams are basically nightmares at this point. So let's see. Okay, so I'm going to briefly talk about this one. I don't really remember it that much, but okay. I was in the car, and you know that underpass leading up to College Drive? With the you go like under this underpass?
Yeah.
Okay. That's where I was driving, and apparently I was speeding, and I was going insanely fast, and I just remember looking down at my foot, and then it just being like pedal to the metal, like all the way down, and I just wasn't realizing I was going that fast, and then I got pulled over, and then what did I say? Let me just read it exactly how I typed it, because usually whenever I type these, it's right after I remember them, and it sounds fucking insane. Okay, so I was on the phone with my mom. Didn't realize I was going 130 miles an hour. Cop turned the lights on. I forgot how to stop my car, and he gave me 5 tickets, $500 each. Okay, so yeah, I didn't realize I'm going. Okay, so I don't know why that's repeated. So the scariest part about that dream is the last part. 5 tickets for $500 each. Yeah. I remember the guy being so fucking white and so like such a dick white cop with like a top hat, like that big fucking hat. And he's like, son, do you realize how fast you were going? I repeatedly turned my lights on and you didn't do shit. And I remember my mom actually laughing. And that's why I was so confused in that dream. But that's number one. Number two happened this morning. I remember just looking down at my arm, and there was like a big fucking like T-shaped like bolt or a screw or something just like in my arm. And I just remember the whole dream, I was trying to convince people that it was a big deal, that there was like something in my fucking arm, and it wasn't supposed to be.
Aliens.
Yeah. And then everybody wasn't worrying about it. They were just like, nah, that's that's good. That's chill. You're good. Stop freaking out. So that's what my dreams were. So that brings me to this. So give me just one of your craziest dreams that you've ever had. And I'll actually give you one of my craziest dreams that I had whenever I was a kid.
One of my craziest dreams.
Do you dream a lot? Or do you remember you dream?
I'll have it, but like trying to remember the details sometimes is just like, you know,
it's very hard to like reach deep in your head. Cause like, how do you remember that?
Cause
sometimes whenever I wake up, it's like on the tip of my tongue and I'm like, I know it has something to do with this. And then
I got one.
All right, give it to me.
All right. So I was like, I was coming back. I just got dropped off from the school bus or whatever, and I'm walking home and I see this like little puppy.
Oh shit.
And I go up to it and I start petting it, and then out of nowhere it just starts like growing bigger and bigger and bigger. And it turns into like this, I guess, scene from, you know, Sandlot, that dog from Sandlot.
Yeah.
And I'm just like crying and like, oh my gosh. And I start running. And I'm like, mom, help.
And it was probably never like, ending.
Oh.
Like the running. Like you probably weren't going like, anywhere.
Yeah. And my mom comes out, but all she has is a broom. And then the dog chews up the broom and her.
Yeah, that
and
motherfucker's Clifford at that point.
It was.
You said it chewed up your mom and the broom?
Mom too, bruh.
Oh my God, what a traumatic fucking dream.
I ran inside the house, hid in the closet, and then I woke up sweating. I'm like, what the fuck?
Shit.
So.
Dude, we need to just.
That's a scene from Black People and Dogs.
That made you scared. That fucking one dream. That'll definitely instill fear in anybody. It chewed up your fucking mom's broom and then your mom. First the broom and then your mom. That's fucking crazy. Well, mine really isn't that like crazy, but it's just every time I tell it, it just makes me laugh because it was right after I watched that movie, James and the Giant Peach.
Yeah.
And this was whenever I was a kid. I just remember so fucking specifically to this day, this dream. I remember how I was like, where I was, exactly what I was doing. So basically I dreamed the entire night of me being inside a giant peach and then me just crawling around and just eating it and sitting down crisscross and just picking off like big things of peaches and just eating it.
That was a strange movie.
I think I've only seen it one time and that was whenever I was a kid.
Yeah.
I don't think I've seen it since. But yeah, that's one of the dreams that I've never forgotten. Do you ever have reoccurring dreams? Like you're in the same place more than once?
I'd say one that I probably get a lot of is falling from the sky.
Oh my God. And you wake up right whenever you're about
to wake up.
Oh my God. That's horrifying, man. I'm usually recently.
No parachute, nothing. Just
right whenever you're about to.
But it's like usually I'm having a dream and then it skips to that out of nowhere and I'm like, the fuck?
That's your alarm clock. It knows when to cut the sweetness of the dope ass dream that you're getting. And it's like, all right, it's 5 minutes before you're about to wake up for work. We got to put it into suicide overload.
Waiting for one of the viewers to, when they see this, like, look at our dreams and try to interpret what it means.
Dude, we have some people that used to do that. We'll cut this segment out and then we'll let y'all analyze it. Usually falling from, I mean, I'm no fucking, what do you call it? I'm no therapist, but usually that means you got a bunch of pent up anxiety, like having those dreams of falling. And apparently, cause I've been having reoccurring dreams about being, every single time I've had a dream where I can vividly remember it, it's been on a cruise ship or a plane. Nothing bad has happened. Like, it hasn't crashed or anything. It's just been at that setting for some reason. I have no idea. And apparently, I looked this up, and Icy looked this up for me. It means that, like, you're yearning to, like, try something big next, or, like, you're on your way to trying. I don't know. I don't fucking know. Cause like you can interpret that anyway.
Yeah.
I have no idea, but I don't have an interpretation for any of my fucking dreams because they're so wild. Like, why did I have I remember it was right here on my fucking arm, right on the side. Look at that. Imagine having...
They abducted you, bruh.
Dude, don't fucking... bruh. Because what if that was real and they took it out? Dude, if I lift up my fucking sleeve right now and I have a scar, I will stop doing the podcast.
Bro, I swear, sometimes... I mean, I feel like your dreams can, you know,
manifest themselves.
Yeah, because sometimes I'm like, dude, this is like deja vu.
Dude,
like,
I have that a lot. Like, or
this happened in a dream or something. I feel like it's.
Or something, because you know how we were talking about earlier, how you can't really like try to remember your dreams because they're so fucking unique and you can't really like recall all of that. But
right.
What helps me is sometimes throughout the day, I'll have a random moment where. Let's say I'll see that bowl and then it'll remind me like I was looking at a bowl in my dream and I'll remember like a specific segment of that dream because I looked at that and it made me remember something. That happens to me all the fucking time and it freaks me out. I'm like, am I constantly tripping? Basically. But we'll let the lads on the Broke Knuckle Life podcast analyze all of our dreams. And we're actually going to shut the podcast off after this. Three good segments. We're going to keep having three or four segments every show. We're going to cut this off pretty short because I got to do some pretty hardcore post editing. Actually, it's not really going to be that bad. But thank you all for watching. Episode number 91.
Appreciate the love.
Yeah, appreciate the TikTok love. We need to have Harry Mac on the fucking podcast. And for Bryn. And Big C the Don. We need to have all three of them. That'd be such a crazy dynamic. We got to have each one solo. We got to just give Harry Mack. Dude, we need to have him on, give him a little interview, and then give him like three insane words that me and you really think of. And then see if we can trip him up. See if we can do that. So shout out Harry Mack, the freestyle god. Go head to head with Eminem. I know you somewhat got it. Eminem might kill you. But you got the best chance out of anyone I've ever seen. Dude, hit up Blind Fury. I know you know who he is, bro. So shout out Harry Mack. Shout out InfraBrand. Shout out Big C the Don. Shout out King. Shout out Broke. We're signing off. Episode number 91 with the... we're going to let the Tack Attack with Mack and Back in a Sec lead us out. It's Cooler Tides on SoundCloud.
Of this universe. I am the great destroyer, the taker of life. It is my will that this planet and everyone on it be annihilated.
die.